USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The White House says an Affordable Care Act replacement will be released before the 2020 election after Trump administration officials met at Camp David this weekend. Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado tells CNN's State of the Union that right now, the GOP doesn't have the best interests of Americans in mind.
The Republicans are for reasons that I do not understand, taking away health care from tens of millions of Americans. That is what Donald Trump has been for. So to me, that's the relevant dividing line. If somebody can come up with a better plan than my plan, not only would I be for that plan, I'd give that person the Nobel Prize if I could do it.
An American woman and her guide, who were kidnapped on Tuesday while on safari in Uganda, have been released. Kimberly Endicott and her guide were taken to safety after ransom was paid. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year, a month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
The White House is pushing back against House Democrats to release President Trump's tax returns from a six-year period. Personal attorney Jay Sekulow, appearing on ABC's This Week, says lawmakers don't have the right to ask for those documents.
This idea that you're using a Ways and Means hearing about IRS enforcement as a way to get to the president's private individual and business tax returns makes no sense both constitutionally and statutorily. And look, this, I think, is going to be, if necessary, we're not at that point yet. If it has to be litigated, it'll be litigated.
The price of gas is once again climbing higher and higher as the weather warms up. Analyst Trilby Lundberg says it's slightly higher now than it was a year ago at this time.
Gasoline prices jumped again, this time 12 weeks since March 22. This has been a jump of 47 cents over 3 months. The new average is 278, a nickel over what it was 1 year ago.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Another Democrat is not laughing over Joe Biden's sense of humor. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Former Vice President Joe Biden still getting criticism from members of his own party over how he's handling allegations of making people uncomfortable with his body language. The latest, Colorado senior Democratic Senator Michael Bennett on CNN's State of the Union.
I don't think anybody should make jokes about it. I think this is a really important time in our country's history when women are coming forward and able to say when they've been made to feel uncomfortable, whether in a sexual way or a non-sexual way, and people's voices should be heard on that. I think on the question of whether it's disqualifying or not, that's up for the voters in a Democratic primary and in a general election to decide.
Bennett himself planning to run for president, but a recent diagnosis of prostate cancer has delayed his announcement. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
There's a warning from the Consumer Product Safety Commission to stop using a Fisher-Price baby sleeper. Fisher-Price has also issued a warning about the Rock-and-Place sleeper, citing reports of 10 infant deaths since 2015. The commission says the infants who were 3 months or older rolled from their backs to their stomachs or on their side while unrestrained. They also remind parents to never add pillows or stuffed toys to a baby's sleep place to avoid suffocation. Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.